Saskatchewan's new provincial government is about to get a taste of its own medicine. For years, the Saskatchewan Party lobbied on behalf of patients, asking the government to cover a variety of drugs and treatments not paid for by the Saskatchewan formulary. Today, the new Saskatchewan Party government is being lobbied. Cheryl Cohen is president of Arthritis Consumer Experts, and she's in the province today, holding a news conference later this morning, wanting the province to cover treatments for a specific form of arthritis, and she joined me in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheila.
What specifically are you asking for?
Our message is really this. There's a small group of patients in this province that live with a disease called ankylosing spondylitis. It's a very disabling, deforming, life-threatening form of arthritis. People get it when they're in the prime of their lives, typically between the ages of 18 and 40. There is a medication out today, a biologic response modifier. It is the equivalent of a protease inhibitor in HIV/AIDS treatment. It's the first drug that actually treats the underlying disease process. This province on October 7th declined to list all three of them.
What reasons were given?
I believe it was probably cost, although we don't have anything in writing.
What is the cost of these drugs?
The costs range typically from about $15,000 to $20,000.
Per year?
Per year, yeah. Two are delivered by injection. The patient can self-inject, and one is by intravenous, which they go to a clinic and have it done once every 6 to 8 weeks. This type of medication delivers people's lives back. And we're talking...
When you said earlier it can be life-threatening.
Yes.
How so? What would be an example of how that would
happen? The process of ankylosing spondylitis, which is basically stiffening of the spine, your spine actually is attacked by an inflammatory process, and people end up literally curving into a C. They lose mobility. Their chest cavity is decreased, their capacity to breathe is diminished, it attacks internal organs such as the eyes, possibly the lungs. It's like the two other inflammatory arthritides that are also life-threatening, rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis. This is not garden variety, oh, I hurt my elbow playing tennis, arthritis.
How many people are we talking about?
Roughly 5,000 in this province, not all of whom need a biologic. We're talking about actually a very small group of patients who are living with moderate to severe ankylosing spondylitis. The cost issue, it has to be set aside, Sheila, because, one, they're being denied a basic service by the healthcare system. They have... They do have human rights, and those human rights are being violated. Their disease is no more, these medications are no more costly to give to them than they are to give to a cancer patient, to diabetes patients, to other patients who require state-of-the-art treatment.
And I understand what you're saying, and it sounds like a horrendous thing for anyone who has it, but when you're dealing with taxpayers' money, you can't set cost aside. Everything has to be a cost-benefit analysis.
And interestingly, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I fully understand, as a person living with rheumatoid arthritis, that not every dollar in the system can be spent on me. And I actually think that people with arthritis, the 4 million of them in the country who live with it, understand that too. What we're talking about here is gross inequity. We're talking about inequity in the healthcare system. We're talking about a group of people who are systematically denied service at every end of the healthcare system spectrum. In the case of these biologics, it will interest you and your listeners, no doubt, to learn that these drugs have been deemed cost-effective. That the Common Drug Review, the very system that the Saskatchewan government pays a fee to assess whether drugs are cost-effective.
And you're saying cost-effective in the sense that by giving them
by
now,
giving it,
you save.
Absolutely, you save. In other budgets, and this is where government has a very difficult time, and not just here in Saskatchewan, but across the country. The savings typically aren't seen, at least in arthritis, within the healthcare budget. But you know what? As people who are dying of disease, it's not our job to do the accounting. I'm sorry. It's the job of government to make that balance.
How have other provinces dealt with this?
Well, badly, actually. Ankylosing spondylitis seems to be the worst of the three cases I told you about in terms of inflammatory arthritis. Of the 13 listing jurisdictions, so 10 provinces and 3 territories, there's a possibility of 13 listings. So if it were to be available to all people with ankylosing spondylitis who need it, not all people with ankylosing spondylitis, but all who need it, that would mean 39 listings. From coast to coast, there have been 7 listings. It's either been under review since as early as May of 2005, or it's been declined, or the status is unknown. Hmm. We spent 4 months doing research into this, trying to find out, trying to talk to ministries of health across the country. And in many provinces, they just won't tell us. And I'm sorry, I'm a taxpayer. Mm-hmm. We're all taxpayers. We deserve to know what services are available and which ones aren't and why.
And what about with strings? Because I was doing a little bit of reading about this, and in some cases they say this is fairly new and it should only be used once more conventional, more orthodox treatments have been tried and failed. What do you think about attaching strings such as that?
There is only one class of medications in ankylosing spondylitis, and it doesn't even work, and that's called a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which cause 1 out of 1,000 people who go on them bleed spontaneously. So it's sort of like throwing grease on the fire. NSAIDs are a Band-Aid solution. Most people with ankylosing spondylitis do not respond or do not respond effectively enough that they can continue on in their lives, especially in their work lives. The leading outcome in undertreated or untreated ankylosing spondylitis is work disability. So we as taxpayers are going to pay and are paying a heck of a lot more than we would pay annually for a biologic.
How does a government deal with the fact that there's so much new research going on all the time. There are new drugs appearing all the time, and you could almost have a spokesperson for every disease and illness known to man in saying, well, my drug should be funded because, and there's only so much money. How does a government deal with that?
You know, arthritis is at the bottom of the pack. We get roughly 94 cents of the federal health research budget spent on us versus other diseases where it's upwards of $752 per person. We're at the bottom of the barrel, Sheila, and what we are saying is there is inequity. And we applaud the work that's being done in cancer, in HIV. We have a federal government that's sitting on a pretty fat surplus, and we're suggesting to you that in an aging population, there should be a better investment into healthcare.
Right now, we're looking at provincial formularies, though.
I know, but there is a transfer payment that comes to the provinces. And I think there has to be a federal-provincial reconciliation about what the needs of the provinces are. And in my opinion, as someone who has worked in this community, who lives with the disease, I can tell you that our community is grossly underserved. In ankylosing spondylitis, just to go back to your previous question, when science is developed, it happens over a very long period of time. This class of medications was developed in a lab by Sir Tiny Maney, a British scientist who really worked and worked and worked to develop a molecule that actually for the first time ever would actually stop and almost improve damage that's already been done to the spine. Mm. This is the kind of drug we're talking about. This is the first drug in ankylosing spondylitis that's been shown to take people back to work, to deliver their lives back. The economic argument has already been made by the Common Drug Review. They have reviewed it. The provinces are paying millions of dollars to support a very growing Common Drug Review, which means delays. We are that much further away from getting access to these treatments, and not every treatment that comes along is good. I fully agree with you. But this class of medications has been fully vetted by independent, peer-reviewed research. There's enough data to choke an elephant, that proves the use of this type of medication.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheryl Cohen is president of Arthritis Consumer Experts. She's holding a news conference at 11 this morning in Regina, hoping to convince the Saskatchewan government to cover these treatments. Your thoughts on this story, 1-800-661-7540, 1-800-661-7540, or you can write to us, morningedition@cbc.ca.